Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call to leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show up the road in Rockford, Illinois at the Coronado Theater on April 4th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Michelle Miles in Butte, Montana.
Butte, Montana.
Do these jeans make my butte look big?
Well, welcome to the show, Michelle.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Castle, is going to read you, perform for you, I would say, three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, then you will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
We Brazilians find manscaping scary. Of razor blades, we are quite wary. And please keep your wax off our chests and our backs. Don't pick at us, because we are...
Harry.
Harry, yes!
Harry, it is.
Harry Brazilians say Gillette's new ad with beautiful women encouraging men to shave their chests is insensitive and prejudiced against the hairy. It's true, you never stop to think how those razor ads feel to the follicularly endowed. Is smooth really better than bushy? Don't you need something to catch the soup that falls out of your mouth?
Do they really think that a woman who's had a Brazilian wax is going to feel sorry for them on the chest hair issue?
That's probably true. All right, here is your next limerick.
It's not just the endless loud noise and the bruises from stepping on toys. Kids sap all her forces and use her resources. Mom's life is cut short by her...
boys.
Right, yes. Very good.
Michelle, yes. Great.
According to a recent study published in the journal Biology Letters, having sons can shorten a mother's life. This is because in infancy, sons are bigger and heavier than daughters, therefore draining a mother's resources. So if you want to live a long and stress-free life, try having a daughter and then have that daughter skip ages 12 to 19. Here's your last limerick.
Spend all day in a hut on ice, moping for those endless hours. Some need help coping. So it might be best to enforce routine tests. Let's make sure our ice fishers aren't...
doping.
Yes, doping. Very good. As soon as the World Ice Fishing Championship wrapped up in Wisconsin, the winners were confronted by a U.S. anti-doping agency official who ordered them to submit to urine samples. Fortunately, it wasn't difficult. They're ice fishermen. They drink beer all day. They were testing for human growth hormones and steroids, both of which promote muscle growth in athletes. In addition to the urine sample, the USADA official was able to clear the competitors by doing a newer test called just looking at them. Bill, how did Michelle do in our quiz?
She swept it. 3-0. Everyone right.
Very well done, Michelle. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.